Hello, and welcome everybody to the start of this Actualize OS program with Ken Wilber. It's been quite a journey to get here, and our team has been working for many months in preparation. Here at the start of the program, I just want to extend a most heartfelt welcome from our entire team to all of you who have joined this program. For this kickoff session, we're going to be covering what we call the loading module, which is the first part of this 10-week program. There are five core areas in Ken Wilber's primary teaching of integral theory, which in this program we will be calling the installation modules, each of which will give you a detailed download of that portion of Ken's teaching. You will also be receiving practices to help you begin exploring and applying the information and insights you will receive. Applying what you learn in order to uplevel your own life is what this program is all about. Expanding your understanding, awareness, and unleashing the capacities lying dormant within you. That's the essence of this program and of Ken's work. In addition to the five core installation modules, there are three application modules, which cover the body, shadow work, and spirituality, or meditation and contemplation. And at the conclusion of the program, we have created a reboot module, which is a very special two-hour finale, designed to focus and integrate and enable all that you will have learned. As many of you may know, Ken has been writing about this work for 30 years and has established over 24 books about the components found in this program, Actualize OS, which is a potent distillation of the core teachings of Ken's work, as described by Ken himself. Before we begin, we would love to set the intention with everyone here, all of you listening now, because over the course of this in-depth program, as you apply yourself to understanding and incorporating what Ken will be teaching, the more your awareness is going to expand beyond where it currently is, and the more deeply you delve into the practices and exercises that Ken will describe, the more personal growth you will experience, the more your perspective will shift and expand, and the more you will be amazed at how much evolution, your own evolution, is actually possible. So, now it is my great pleasure to introduce Ken Wilber and to kick off this Actualize OS program. Ken, it is an honor to be here with you today, and I'd love to begin this conversation with the idea of greatness. What does greatness mean in this context? And what can people expect in terms of encountering their own greatness as they go through the Actualize OS program?
Thank you very much. Most people have a sense that they have some sort of talent, some sort of gift, something of genuine greatness that they can offer. And I saw a poll, and it said that one of the most common emotional tones that people reported was unmet expectations. Now, that means a couple of things. First of all, they have these expectations. In other words, they have an intuition of their greatness, but it's not being met. Something's not happening. And clearly they've been attempting to get at it up to now, but something still isn't working. And one of the things that we found is that greatness isn't just a single item. It isn't just a single technique or a single talent or a single practice that you can do, and you don't have greatness and you do this exercise for a few weeks and then you have greatness. That greatness is actually a combination of several different skills and talents. But the good news is that virtually every human has all of the required skills and talents and capacities. The problem is, number one, many of these are still unknown. And as a matter of fact, if you look at psychotherapists and coaches and human potential individuals, many of them don't know about all of these different dimensions and capacities that are available to human beings. And so one is, these aren't being utilized because people don't know they have them. And they don't know they have them because the experts don't really know that they have them. Experts tend to focus in one particular area, but very, very few cover all the bases. And so that's the first thing that we learned as we started looking into human growth and development, is what is really required. And we're using greatness in just a general term. But what is required for greatness in any area? What's required to be as good as you can possibly be in whatever area it is that you happen to love, that you want to accomplish something in, that you want to give to the world? You want to leave the world a little bit better place than it was because you offered your gift, your talent, your capacity. And at the same time, you want you to be a little bit better. You want to feel better. You want to feel more vitality, more energy, more creativity, more aliveness. And another thing that we found out is that these things actually go together, that the things that the world need in order to come together and be whole and not fractured and broken and piecemeal and partial the way it is now, that actually integrated, actually holistic, actually brought together, are the same things that individuals need to feel wholeness in themselves. So the more things that you do to feel wholeness in yourself, then the more you're going to tap into the possibility of releasing your greatness. And the more you do that, the more you're going to have actual factors you can contribute to the world to help the world, in a sense, find its greatness, to help the world find its wholeness, to help the world find what it needs to come together in a harmonious, unified whole, something that, of course, has never happened in human history.